From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. President Biden's plan to conserve 30% of U.S. land and water by 2030 includes a potential impact on agriculture. As reported by AgWeb.com, the America the Beautiful plan is a 10-year, locally led and voluntary nationwide effort. Currently, nearly 26% of coastal waters are conserved, but only 12% of U.S. land is considered conserved. To reach the 30% target, it will take adding an additional area twice the size of Texas, over 440 million acres. In 2020, the federal government provided assistance to farm operations that experienced pandemic-related losses in the forms of loans from the Paycheck Protection Program and payments from the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. Massachusetts received the largest share of aid relative to the state's 2019 value production at 12.2%. California, which had the highest value of ag production in 2019, received the largest total amount of aid at $3.1 billion. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is pleased with Mexico's decision to extend the deadline for U.S. organic exports. Last week, Mexico's Ag Secretary extended the deadline to December 31st for U.S. organic exports to be certified by its organic products law. Vilsack says that means U.S. certified organic export products can continue through the end of the year. He says this is another important step for American agriculture and for maintaining positive relations between the U.S. and Mexico. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.